good.
I think we're good.
Okay. Ready?
All right, guys. Officer Tracy Breeden with Glendale Police Department. It's TRACEYBREEDENDIO.
Spell that again for me, Tracy. I'm sorry.
It's BREEDEN.
So tell us where your officers picked up the chase.
Right. Our officers actually were not involved in the chase, but the Phoenix Pursuit entered the city at 43rd and Peoria. They traveled westbound. The suspect then went north on North 59th Avenue. Suspect came to a stop after colliding with a citizen at the intersection of 59th and Cactus. The citizen was not injured as a result of the collision. When the suspect came to a stop at 59th and Cactus, while officers, Phoenix officers, were attempting to get out of their vehicles to apprehend the suspect pointed a firearm out of his vehicle in their direction. Fearing for their lives, three Phoenix police officers discharged their firearms at the suspect, striking the suspect. Suspect was then transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The three Phoenix officers that were involved in the shooting were not injured as a result. They did have one sergeant, a supervisor, that was sustained a minor injury while he was trying to render aid and place the suspect into custody.
So were any Glendale officers involved?
No, Glendale officers were involved in the pursuit or in the officer-involved shooting. The officer-involved shooting did occur in our jurisdiction, and that's why we will assume the investigation and work with Phoenix Police on this matter.
Where was he shot?
Cannot speak to the details of where he was shot.
What kind of car was the one that he collided with?
It was just a regular sedan.
Sedan. Mm-hmm. And he was driving a white Hyundai?
He was driving, yes.
Was there just one person in the civilian vehicle he collided
yes.
with?
Yes.
And any injuries whatsoever?
No injuries to the victim that was hit.
How is it that
as a result of the collision?
How did the collision occur?
You know, I can't go into those details right now. Of course, you know, this is just happened not too long ago, so investigators are currently on scene trying to piece together exactly how it occurred, and can't talk to the details of the investigation at this point.